Lord, we appreciate and exalt you. We say thank you, Jesus, because you reign in the affairs of our lives. We appreciate and exalt you. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, you are so good to us. We magnify you. Thank you for another weekend, another Saturday in the month of January 2026. We bless and exalt you. Today is the 17th day in the month of January. We do not take it for granted. But thank you for your love. We appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus, because your grace kept us. You've been the restorer of our soul. You've been the healer, our helper. We thank you because you've been our defender. Thank you, Jesus, because you are good to us. We bless and appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus, for everything. We thank you for the past, the present. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. We thank you because you rule and you will continue to rule in every areas of our lives. We do not take you for granted because we have you as a Father that is always loving, that is always ready to carry us even when we are disobedient. Thank you for your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord our God. We bless and appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is another Saturday in the month of January, the 17th day. We bless and appreciate God. I want us to make these words of declaration along with me. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I make this declaration in faith, I believe that my prayers, my declarations are answered in the name of Jesus Christ. I go out in the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord is made available for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I lift up my eyes unto you, God. I will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of my heart cry and sincere prayers to you, they will receive answers from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord will be open unto me. I will not experience shame of any sort. The Lord will arise and help me at all sides in the name of Jesus. Blessings as I go out, blessings as I come in, victory trees on all sides in Jesus' name. My hands are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere I set my feet to today, the Lord will take charge of it in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk out of the presence and instructions of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. It is well with my spirit, soul, and body. It is well with my family. It is well with this country, Nigeria. It is well with our environment in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want to use this minute to pray for Nigeria and tell God that Lord will put Nigeria into your hands. We declare peace of the Lord in Nigeria. The mercy of the Lord will reign over Nigeria. We blot out with the blood of Jesus every handwriting that has been written against Nigeria today, and the mercy of the Lord will speak in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I welcome you to another weekend, and we are still in the word that has been given to us. Go forward. We are still considering the word go forward. That is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 15. When Moses cried unto God, God said, "Why criest to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." And he gave him instructions. He followed the instructions and testimonies followed. I pray that as we follow the instructions of God, as we cry to God and follow his instructions, testimonies will be our portion in Jesus' name. As we've continued, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we were told that the act of go forward means different things to different people. Our understanding about the word of God regarding this word go forward is what will determine our direction. My direction is different from yours, and mine is different from another person. So knowing and understanding what God is saying to me particularly, or what God is saying to you particularly, has a long way in directing you, has a long way in showing you the right way to go forward, so that you will not go in the wrong direction. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the understanding to grab that which God is saying concerning our individual lives, we will receive it in Jesus' name. We will not go the wrong way in the name of Jesus. And like we have been considering Jesus the way. He said go forward. When God gives us the instruction to go forward, if we don't know the direction we are to go, we will go in the wrong direction. So we, apart from the instruction given to us that we should go forward, we must know the direction that God is giving us, that is instructing us. And John chapter 14 verse 6, as we've been considering, it says Jesus is the only way to the Father. He is the only way, the medium, the channel in which you can get to the Father, the creator of our life, the lover of our soul, the one who will not trade us with any other thing. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the way to the Father. He is the truth, and he carries the life that we need to live in God, to live a life that is according to the dictates of God for our life. In Jesus is everything, because he is life personified. John chapter 1 verse 4 says, "The word who is God gave life to everything. That means without God, everything on this earth is dead. So every living thing on this earth is as a result of the breath of life that God breathed into it. The Word, who is God, gave life to everything that was created. And His life, the life of God, which Jesus carried, the life of God brought light to every living thing, brought life to you and I. He continually make us a living being. The light, who is God, shines in darkness, and darkness can never extinguish it. No matter the attempt of darkness, it can never extinguish the light of God which shines. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness will never extinguish it. Jesus is the light that shines in every darkened area of our lives. Our lives has every different aspect, and there are some that is darkened. Without the light of God, let me just say, everything is darkened. But when we accept Jesus into our life, the light that Jesus carried begin to shine, because the light dwells amongst men, and that light became the life of men. The life that we carry today is the light of Jesus Christ, and His light illuminates every darkened area of our life. A life without Jesus may look appealing or attractive in the face, but I want us to know that not all that glitters is gold. It may be attractive because the life carries these guys. It may look appealing, but that life carries these guys. It is deceptive in nature. It glitters on the surface, but inside is nothing to write home about. This deception hinders human from seeing the darkness hovering around him or alive. The devil is very deceptive, and what he does is deceiving the heart of men, deceiving us, thinking that everything is okay when nothing is okay. Early life without Jesus may look appealing and attractive, may be glittering, but the inside is rotting gradually. But because the surface is looking beautiful, it prevents human to know that the life is decaying inside. I pray that we will not live a life of decay in Jesus' name. Amen. Many ways may look good, but if it is outside God, through Jesus Christ, who is the way, is not the way. Any way that looks beautiful, either is looking beautiful or not looking beautiful, but any way outside Jesus Christ, who is the way to the Father, is not the way. Anyone that wants to live a fulfilling life in God will know it is not the way. I want us to know that nobody can live a sustainable life without the Creator. Nothing can function properly without the instruction of the manual, without the instruction of the manufacturer's guide. Our manufacturer is God, and our guide is Jesus. Through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that is sent after Jesus ascended to heaven. So Jesus is the way. Any way outside Jesus is not the way. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right, that looks right in the sight of men, that looks appealing and attractive in the sight of men, but the end thereof is destruction. Every individual encounters different paths that seems right, that seems beautiful and attractive, but the end is destruction. Our choice is the determining factor that will pave way to life or pave way to destruction. So our choice is very, very important. So every day a way comes. When that way comes to you, when you are faced with the way, what choice will you choose? It looks beautiful and attractive, but the end is destruction. I pray that every day of our life, daily, we will choose the path of light. We will choose the path of redemption. We will choose the path of light in the life of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says, the blessings of the Lord makes rich and added no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord carries everything that lives need. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That life that we want to live, that life that we need to live, that life that carries fulfillment is Jesus. He said, the blessings of the Lord, the blessing that God sent to humanity is Jesus. He sent Jesus because when we see Jesus, we see God. He carries everything. So He sent that blessing to us. He said, the blessings of the Lord make it rich. The blessings who is Jesus, He makes us rich. He adds no sorrows to it. The blessings of the Lord adds no sorrow to it. Jesus is the blessing. Jesus Christ is the package that came with salvation. Jesus is even the package of salvation. to mankind. And this package of salvation crowns it all. Jesus crowns it all because he is the righteousness we need to be on the same page with God. Jesus Christ carries the fullness of life that is hidden in God. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 30, he says, "For my yoke is easy." Jesus is saying to us, "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." For my yoke is easy to bear, but the burden I give you is light. In him is life, and this life carries recovery. This life of Jesus Christ carries redemption, joy, peace, health, grace, restoration, help, hope, right living, rest, comfort, confidence, new birth, and everything we need for life is in that total package called Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is all that a man needs. Jesus Christ is all that a man would desire. Jesus Christ is all that we need to live our life to the fullness. But the choice is left to us. I want us to close today because of time and space. And if the Lord permits us to continue next week, we will continue in this light. And I want us to close with these prayers. I want you to say, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart and stay forever. Please, I don't want to struggle with you. Stay in my heart forever. Come today and come and stay in my life. I surrender my life to your rulership. I want you to be the leader over my life. You are the way. Open my heart to the depth of your way. Give me a receptive heart to follow through when it's difficult, when it looks like I should go back, when I'm getting tired or getting weary. Help me, O God, strengthen me in difficult times in the name of Jesus Christ. When it's difficult to my flesh, when my flesh is struggling, help me, O God, to follow through in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the ability to follow you through daily in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for answering my prayer. To you be all glory, honor, and adoration in Jesus' name." Before we round off, I'm using this media and I want us to come together and pray for Nigeria. Let's speak the peace of God into Nigeria. Nigeria, the peace of God will reign over you in Jesus' name. And the glory of God will be seen in Nigeria. The glory of God will be seen in our individual lives in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Wishing you a wonderful weekend. Thank you and God bless you.